Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub. This show is about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Perhaps you tended to a younger sibling's cut finger or babysat a neighbor's child. Maybe you were thrown into the fire and became a care hero during a medical crisis. You may care for a parent, spouse, sibling, a child, or a friend, but the challenges are the same. Getting the tools you need to navigate the maze of unfamiliar options can be overwhelming. I know. I have been there. I didn't even know what I didn't know. I am here to help you with all of it. No care hero topic is off limits. I am here to share with you concise, actionable information, as well as my fresh perspective about Alzheimer's and providing dignified care through the end of life for anyone with a life-altering diagnosis. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, sit back, and let me help you on your care hero journey. We will talk and share, we may laugh, and we may share a tear or two, and we will always share a cup of comfort. Hi, everybody. I'm Trish Laub, and welcome to A Cup of Comfort. I hope you have a cup of your favorite drink in your hand today. I'm here to talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Each and every one of you listening today has provided some kind of care for another in need, whether it was putting a bandage on a child's knee or providing care for a loved one. You have selflessly stepped into your ability to respond to the need of another, and you have thereby officially become a care hero. When I started managing the daily and medical care and being a hands-on care hero for my parents, there was so much that I didn't know. I didn't even know what I didn't know. And I was thrown into a maze of care options and decisions on topics that were unfamiliar with no time to prepare or learn. And believe me, things changed rapidly. I was shocked at how quickly things had gone into crisis. And honestly, I was a little concerned that I lacked the knowledge and skills to provide what was needed. On the other side of caring for my parents, I've been asked whether I have any regrets in regard to providing care for them. But what does that mean? Regrets based on what? Perhaps they're based on a definition of being successful, and then if we feel we miss the mark, we have regrets. Then what does success mean? What does success mean to you in regard to your care hero journey? Have you ever thought about it? I didn't. When I think back, I was so entrenched in trying to do all the right things to kind of check everything off of my list of necessary daily tasks. I always knew that my personal goal was to provide my parents with the best dignified care possible and the end of life they desired, but also to deliver on a promise that I had made personally to them to make sure that they were safe. But I never thought of it as a ruler by which I might measure the feeling of success or regret in the future. So when I was asked whether I had any regrets, and I truthfully answered that I did not, that to me was the ultimate success. But how did I get there? You know, thinking back, I believe that it was possible for me to have no regrets simply because of this one thing. I did my best in each and every moment. Don't misunderstand. Sometimes my best was super bad. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Yes, I had meltdowns when I ended up on the floor in a bucket of tears. I had days when it seemed that I simply could not follow through on anything correctly. And I even had days when I got sent home by my big sister because I was simply too tired to contribute anymore. Some nights I went to bed feeling defeated and disappointed in how I'd done that day. But I would eventually ask myself this one question: had I done my best? And whether or not I liked it, I had to admit that I had. Often on those nights, I would remember a quote that for me sums up being a care hero. It's so meaningful to me that I put it in one of my books, A Most Meaningful Life, My Dad and Alzheimer's, and I want to share it with you now. Writer and artist Mary Ann Redmacher so accurately said this: courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. Wow. How many of you have thought those words? I will try again tomorrow. I know I did because it's all I could do. So the Care Hero Road to No Regrets is actually very simple. Just always do your best with the circumstances that you have. And that's important because sometimes your circumstances don't allow you to be in the trench. They allow you to be on the support team, which is equally important. So just do the best that you can with the circumstances that you have, no matter how good or bad it feels, and have the courage, and yes, it takes courage, to try again the next day. So I've said that the road to no regrets is pretty simple, and that it's to do your best. But there are things that made that possible for me. First, and very importantly, I made time in between the physical tasks, the taking care of them physically, and that consuming checklist I mentioned earlier, to just be with my parents, to hold their hand, whether it was for a moment or an hour, or just brush their hair, not because it needed to be brushed, but because it felt good to them, and to tell them a million and one times that I loved them. I assure you that not doing that is one of the many potential regrets that I don't have. There were other things that were not on the daily task list that helped me to do my best too, some of which long before I became a Care Hero, because they became the foundation for me to do my best. Providing care is a mental game, and perspective is everything. Life is truly 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. I emphasize that word choose or choice because it's had a powerful effect on everything in my life. Because if I can allow myself to react, or I can choose to respond that. Let me say that again. I can allow myself to react, or I can choose to respond. When I chose to respond instead of react in regard to caregiving, I was in control of my decision to be a care hero, and therefore I was in control of my caregiving experience. I realized that what I perceived, as so many of us do, as just my responsibility to provide care, was really my choice. It wasn't something that had been forced upon me. It was my choice to respond to my ability to provide care for another. I'm going to say that again. It was my choice to respond to my ability to provide care for another. Knowing that first, I had made a choice to be a care hero, and second, that I could change that choice at any time, was psychologically powerful and freeing. When my mental perspective was in the right place, I knew that I was present in my choice, and it opened the opportunity for me to recognize the gifts of caregiving, the often unexpected and spontaneous things that occurred, those things that I saw and experienced only because I was on the care journey. Those were the prize jewels awarded to me as a care hero. And that not only made the journey invaluable, but it also motivated me to continue to do my best, especially when my best didn't feel very good. So my ability to do my best started in my head long before I ever dreamed that I would become a care hero. As I continue to look back and think on this question of why I have no regrets and how that happened, there were also a myriad of other things that made the journey a bit easier and stacked the deck for me so that I could do my best and end the journey with no regrets. I want to quickly, and I mean quickly, mention six of them as kind of a teaser for some of what I plan to address in more detail in 2021. So first, have the hard conversations. I was really fortunate that my parents had outlined their wishes long before they needed care, and it prevented me from having to guess at what they wanted and instead allowed me to put my energy into doing my best to deliver what they wanted. If you and your loved one have not already had that conversation about their wishes for their care and their end of life, just do it now. People are reticent to talk about these things for a variety of reasons, which I can get into in another show, but it ensures that their wishes are known and can be delivered. And it's also an invaluable gift to the care heroes, those providing care for them, because it eliminates the guesswork. We all think that we have time to do this, but if COVID has taught us nothing else, we never know when someone of any age and any health status may become unexpectedly ill and require care. And we must outline our own wishes for others who may provide care for us one day, and that may be unexpectedly. So second, know your philosophy goal and the strategy to reach that goal. You may have a care plan, but do you have a strategy for providing that care? Without a strategy, a goal is just a wish. Have you thought about what your care philosophy is? How about your real goal? Are you more focused on longevity or quality of life? Don't worry if you don't know. It's never too late to figure that out. Having a well-defined philosophy, goal, and strategy allowed everyone involved with the care of my parents to have a clear understanding of my parents' wishes, an understanding of how they could individually contribute, and a plan to deliver on the responsibilities that they had assumed. I told you I was going to do this quickly. Number three, create a system for managing information and a standard for documentation. If you're like me, before you know it, you will be in what I call the blur. That's the thing that happens when you walk out of the doctor's appointment thinking that you understood everything that they said and that you would remember it and realize then that it only took 5 minutes for you to realize that you remember nothing. I was in information overload and quickly learned that I had to document everything. And I mean everything, every detail of every conversation, every meeting, every appointment, everything. And because of the volume of information involved with providing care, I needed a system to organize it all. Having the information organized and available helped me to make the best decisions that I could. So number four, understand the players and how to build your care team. I had to learn who the players on the care team could be and what they could do for me. Last week, my guest on the show was a board-certified patient advocate. When I was an active care hero, I had to be the patient advocate for my parents, and I didn't know that there were professionals who could have assumed that responsibility for me and freed up some of my time to do what I did better. So it's really important to know who the players can be, what they can do, and let them do what they're good at so you can do what you're good at. Utilize the resources that are available to help you. So during my journey, I utilized several services that allowed me to continue to do my best in other areas while those providing those services did what they do best. One of my upcoming guests is going to provide detail about three invaluable but extremely misunderstood services: palliative services, hospice care, and death with dignity. It's not that you have to use these services, but it is important to understand what services are available and when and why you might want to use them. And number six, finally, take each day as it comes and know that each day will be different. The famous philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said it best when he said, "Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You should begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense." I love this quote because it once again speaks to the importance of where we are in our heads. It says, finish each day and be done with it. That's the really powerful part. It means to do your best and don't hang on to what happened, for it's of no more use. And then he says, tomorrow's a new day. In other words, try again tomorrow. Again, I know that I covered all these points quickly as they are listed in, and because of that, I listed them in the downloadable PDF on my website. And as I said, I hope to do a show on each of those topics individually in 2021. So about 40 years ago, a friend shared a philosophy with me that has stayed with me and served me well ever since. She said to me that all that we can ever do is to make the best decisions we can with the information we have at the time. And that when we have better information, we can change our decision, if we want to, that is. Somehow that freed me from the worry of making the wrong decisions and choices, knowing that I could modify with better to a better decision or a choice when I had better information. For me, the poet and activist Maya Angelou expanded that concept into action when she said, "Do the best that you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better." Doesn't that sound really, really simple? That's an awesome quote. As I've said, having no regrets means that I delivered the very best dignified and compassionate care possible for my parents and the end of life that they desired, and that I also fulfilled my promise to keep them safe. In the end, it meant focusing on what was best for them, even when it meant having to let them go. I have no regrets because I know that I did my very best with the circumstances I had. Now, I've been talking about what it takes to have no care hero regrets. And I'd like to share a tip with you about something that helped me on my journey. When we come back, I'll be talking about why the topic of having no care hero regrets is particularly relevant right now. Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. During all care hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge care heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's care hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com. Hi, it's me, Trish Laub, and you're listening to A Cup of Comfort. Just a reminder that all of the information about this show will be on the Care Hero radio page of my website at Trish Laub, that's T-R-I-S-H, Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com, including a downloadable PDF with some of today's content. And you can find a list of some of the upcoming topics there as well. In the first part of the show, I talked about what it takes to have no Care Hero regrets. I'll be dedicating an entire episode to several of those points because I covered them pretty quickly in 2021. If there are any topics that you want me to expand on, please visit trishlaub.com and send me a note. I'll be sure to put them on my list for next year. Now, I want to tell you why this topic, the topic of having no care hero regrets, is so relevant right now. I usually don't do this, but I want to talk about COVID. And yes, all of this has to do with you, the care hero. Think back on the year. Has it been a challenge or did it feel like it was a fight? At times, has it felt like you were kind of fighting a war? COVID arrived unannounced, unknown, and virtually invisible. Back in March, as soon as stay-at-home orders were issued, I knew what lay ahead. I knew that we would not only lose those to COVID, but also those claimed by the three real killers of humanity, loneliness, helplessness, and hopelessness. That's loneliness, helplessness, and hopelessness. And I knew that many aspects of life as we knew it, especially in regard to providing care, would cease to exist if only during the pandemic. This is truly one of the greatest tragedies this country has faced. For perspective, unlike the flu, that in its most deadly years accounts for about 70,000 American deaths, the number of American COVID deaths are nearly five times that and continuing to rise. In only 10 months, the 325,000 plus American deaths due to COVID has surpassed the total number of American lives lost during the 20-year Vietnam War and is now more than five times that number. We're on target to surpass the 407,000 plus American lives lost during World War II. We still mourn not only the individual lives lost during those wars, but also the sheer magnitude of the loss. Have you seen the Vietnam War Memorial? It's a visual representation that is both staggering and heartbreaking at the same time. And now more than five of those memorials would be required to represent the American loss thus far during the pandemic. And finally, one more statistic. We have reached a point when many days more people have died due to COVID than on 9/11, a day our country says will live on in infamy. And as these numbers represent the casualties, the over 18 million Americans who have fallen ill with the virus, some now referred to as long haulers, far exceeds the 600,000 wounded in World War II. There is a point to these statistics, so just stay with me. I have not lived during a world war, but we have been invaded by an unknown enemy that indiscriminately waged war on an entire planet And this time our soldiers, those willing to walk into the unknown and do what is necessary, are you, our care heroes. Sorry, I just got chills. What most of you don't know about me is that I am very, maybe extremely specific about the words I use. And I'll do a show on that next year. But for now, know that this may in fact be the only time I use words that can sound a bit dramatic, such as war, battle, and fight, in referring to providing care. But this one time, it's not dramatic. You chose, there's that word again, to walk into the unknown of a great battle. Your war has not been to defend the safety of the country, but rather to protect this country's greatest assets. Some of you are providing care for those elder to you, those who are the storytellers of our history, who offer knowledge that has been transformed into wisdom through their experiences, those who can best teach us about being resilient in the face of adversity. And others of you are caring for those younger than you, those who are our future, some of whom unexpectedly fell prey to the virus. And you have done it against an enemy like none we have ever known before, under restrictions most of us never had dreamed of, resulting in a situation in which you were asked to do what you do, but this time with unforeseen obstacles and restrictions. You might as well have been asked to do your job with your hands tied behind your back. I don't know what it's been like to be a care hero during COVID, but I know this, that it's been incomprehensibly challenging for many of you. And I have something to say to each of you. If you were able to continue to provide care for and be with your loved one, I cannot imagine the challenges you faced working to keep yourself and them safe from COVID while navigating your usual care responsibility. I honor your tenacity and the creativity it must have required. I honor you, the care hero, for you have truly been thrown into the unknown. And if you were one who was not allowed to be with your loved one, all I can say is that I cannot imagine what you've been through. And I'm sending you all the love and all the light that I can muster to shine on the courage it has taken you to stay steady, awaiting the day when you can again respond to your ability to provide care. You may be a care hero who used to get a little bit of respite. I mean, we don't really like to call it that, from caregiving when going into your job. And now you find yourself working at home remotely, possibly surrounded by your caregiving responsibility, and maybe the addition of a full-time family being around you and their demands, which may have included new responsibilities such as assisting with remote learning or even homeschooling. Wow, I am truly impressed at your ability to adapt. Or you may be a care hero once thought that you would enter the role years down the line when a parent or a spouse needed you and who is still in shock from being thrust in the role when somebody possibly younger than you unexpectedly tested positive for COVID. What I can tell you is that there are experienced care heroes and resources available to you. And if you need help finding them, reach out to me and I will help you find what you need. And for those of you who have lost one during this time, especially those who prematurely lost loved ones due to a virus no one saw coming, I have no words to console you. You have my deepest sympathy. What I want each and every one of you to remember is that you have done your best. COVID isn't over, but it will end. And there is hope on the horizon. You deserve the acknowledgement of the challenges that each of you have faced during this year and to be celebrated for what you have done for others and what you have endured. Listen up. You are brave. You are courageous. And you are to be honored and celebrated for having done the very best that you could under unprecedented and nearly impossible circumstances. That is why it's so very important to talk about having no regrets right now. You have made the best decision you could at the time with the information you had. And you have done the very best in the midst of terrible circumstances. When all of this is over, you truly should have no regrets. I've covered a lot today. I want to hear from you about all of this. I want to hear your care hero story. So go to the Care Hero radio page of trishlaub.com and send me your story. I will share it. While you're there, let me know what topics you want me to cover in 2021. Download the PDF of this episode and check out the podcasts and videos of previous episodes. I want to thank you all for tuning in today and sharing this time with me. Please join me the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern. Next time on January 12th, I will meet you here with a guest who will talk about how your challenges can help you bloom into your full potential and how art and symbology factor into that. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy holiday and look forward to sharing many topics with you in the new year. There's so much more to talk about. We have hardly scratched the surface. Thank you for joining me on A Cup of Comfort this year. And until next time, remember that you are a care hero. Thank you for listening to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, and for your care hero courage. Tune in next time on Transformation Talk Radio as we explore life-changing care hero topics to assist you on your journey. In the meantime, I would love to hear any tips or insights that you've taken away with you today. So head on over to trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com, and leave a comment, a question you would like answered, or a topic you'd like to hear about in the future. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. So raise a cup and let's toast to all the amazing care heroes out there giving it their all. Until next time, remember that you are true heroes.